Shannon's actually just listening to the Phantom of the Opera, and that's why he's not paying attention.
I hear Waiting on a Miracle.
Yeah.
Waiting on a Miracle. Oh, wait. Let me not do that.
And dang it, I haven't had it in my head.
Steadfast and steady.
I haven't had it in my head for a few days, but now I've got freaking, we don't talk about Bruno, stuck in my head.
That song will never leave my head. The fuck?
I've been humming the Family Matters all today.
We built this city!
No, go
we
to hell.
Built this
go to
city
hell.
On rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Draw me a picture and you can put it anywhere.
Anywhere. You could sell it for $250,000 if you just call it an NFT.
Draw me like one of your French girls. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was waiting for one of y'all to do it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
I don't have the voice for that right now. Wherever.
Sex Imperial.
I'm trying to think of what we tortured Dalton with.
Oh, I don't remember. I was sitting here thinking about it too. Oh,
all
shit.
Right, let's see if this.
Oh no, I remember. Here you go, Shannon. Here you go.
Daddy.
There you go. That's what it was. Oh, daddy. I hate myself for having done this.
I don't want. Any
I have a bad feeling that my rolls tonight are all just gonna suck.
Lindsay.
You keep rolling like that, it will.
Lindsay.
Jesus.
I know. This is what happened before, too. It's all single digit.
Lindsay.
What?
I don't want any of his testicles in my salad.
I know. I didn't want to watch the guy walk down the aisle at Walmart with both of his hands down his pants today.
Me.
Well, welcome back to Cape Girardeau, Shannon. How do you celebrate public indecency at the Walmart, baby?
And he was with some other guy.
I mean, hey, Lindsay, we don't judge here on what gets rocks off, just preferably not in the aisle six by the cleaning supplies.
Hey,
the main aisle behind the checkouts.
Maybe that's his aisle of preference. We don't kink shame at Podzilla.
Welcome back to the live episodes of Podzilla 1985. You're on the Podzilla 1985 network.
Oh!
Yeah, I did one of those too.
You get that out of my system.
Okay, just don't practice roll, and then you can just blame the RNGesus like I do.
But I don't want bad rolls. I at least want, like, okay rolls.
I don't want Jesus.
Well. Shannon, are you watching me on my MacBook? Because I did just delete all of my Christian music out of my iTunes library after so many years.
What about the quasi Christian, like your Evanescences and your Skillet and stuff like that?
Skillet, I didn't have a lot to begin with, but I've been hiding them from the auto generated Spotify playlists, and I think the two or three songs I have by them I've done new too.
Cody, can we talk about Skillet for a second?
Sure.
Skillet is a chinchilla rat thing that hangs out with 12-ounce mouse.
With Osmo, that's true.
She got you there.
I used to really like. I say I like Skillet. I like four songs by Skillet, and really, I only like the songs where the girl sings because I hate the guy.
A hero.
I hate his voice. He doesn't sound like that. But I hate his voice.
He doesn't.
But the girl, girl's a great singer. I love her.
Yeah, Jen Ledger's good. And she's very, I say very young. She's 32 now. So when I was in college 11 years ago.
That's still young.
Yeah, well, it was crazy to me that like, oh man, Skillet's this longtime band. And she's like 21 playing drums for them. So I saw them in concert at the time. Yeah, she's a good vocalist. Corey and John are the husband and wife that currently lead the band.
I hate them.
They're... Okay, this is great. I I mean, I don't know. She doesn't sing. I know she's like backing vocals most of the time. She doesn't sing lead stuff.
Well, I think I hate them because I'm pretty sure they don't just do backing vocals. They also back Donald Trump. So,
I mean, would you be surprised?
Nothing surprises me at this point. Really quick, while we got her on here, let's give a quick shout out to Lindsay Wolfgang, whose birthday is tomorrow. So,
hey,
happy birthday.
Hi.
We will sing nothing for there are copyrights on all of those songs, but happy birthday.
That's fine.
Wait,
there's no,
I thought that was a...
Yeah, there's no copyright on the happy birthday song. All right, on the count of three, ready? One, two, three. We built this city.
Yep, dude, it's right. Yep,
we
dude,
built this city on rock and roll.
It's only because you don't remember the lyrics to Master Shake's song.
Featuring Zach Wilde.
All right, how many bells?
God, I love that.
How many bells are you? 50, 60? Yes, 55. 55 bells!
I'm not quite there yet.
Oh, man, it's been so long since I've heard that.
You're only 55 bells?
My, I might have coworkers from the St. Louis location watching this because they got into the podcast recently. And one of the fun games we played was they couldn't figure out how old I was. They know it's somewhere between 27 and 40. And I didn't tell any of them.
Birth.
Yeah, I'm like, that's
a wide birth.
That's
good.
Accurate.
That's a good birth.
That's accurate.
Oh, in that range.
Yeah. It's accurate.
Now, here's one. So, of course, I started my new job. And my first day of training, not my first day, but my first day of training at this
location.
Second location. The girl training me, like, she, you know, we're good talking. And she's female me. She's into tabletop games. She's into Pokemon. She's into like all of it. I'm like, this is weird. And I just, you know, casually mentioned, yeah, you know, I've been doing a podcast for like 6 years and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I'm on a computer in the office doing some training videos. And she hits me up on the interdepartmental instant chat we've got through Microsoft Teams. And she's like, so blah, 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 do this, and this. Oh, and by the way, what was the name of your podcast? So I start answering the questions about the videos and just close the conversation. I note right out of that.
You ashamed? You ashamed of this podcast?
So she would very much enjoy everything we do from the paranormal to the plays to the nerd stuff.
What about politics?
Even the wrestling. And I don't know. I don't know for sure. But she's from an area that's... right leaning is the wrong term because they're fucking the right as they're so close.
Well, Tanner, so. only turkeys have left wings. Anyway, so my
that was great.
Turkeys, chickens,
my
penguins.
The COO of the company I worked for, he and I became fairly good friends, especially over the course of the last month working together in St. Louis. And he is, you know, he's always asking me about my podcast. And, like, I'm pretty sure, I think he's told me that he leans conservative. So I'm like, don't listen to the podcast because I don't want to ruin this relationship that we've built together.
I like working with you.
Yeah. But he's really level-headed and intelligent, and so I think he'd be okay with hearing it. But I don't know, sometimes we go real hard. And by we, I mean me. And by real hard, I mean...
And Kaz sometimes.
Yeah, but Kaz does it in that asshole, like, uppity way where I get right to the point. I go for the jugular. Kaz tries to make it sound intelligent. I go straight to the point. Kaz...
The other thing is, look, I will give you this much credit.
Thank you.
You will give credit where credit is due,
always.
Even if they are Republican.
Always.
There are two other people on the podcast, not currently here, who absolutely will not give credit to anybody right wing, right leaning, anything.
I will always give credit where credit is due. I gave Donald Trump credit for the work he did with prison reform, with Kim Kardashian, of all things. Also, his...
The motherfucker got the vaccine.
What a weird reality we live in.
Yeah. Operation Warp Speed. Not only that, but lowering the price of medication. Donald Trump did some good things. He also did some bad things. Joe Biden has done some very stupid things. And I'm actually looking forward to getting doing a political show probably this weekend and talking about stuff. I want to talk about the censuring of Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney by the Republican National Committee. Like, what a ridiculous concept that they censured these two Republicans simply for trying to find out the truth about what happened on January 6th. And the original version of it is they were going to kick them out of the Republican Party completely. Mitt Romney said this is a very sad day for politics and for the Republican Party. No longer the party of Lincoln, unfortunately. This isn't that show. This isn't the time or place.
I've got something I can jump into, and I really don't want to.
I'm sorry.
Shannon, I'm just gonna ask very briefly, not to get into it, just to briefly. Did you see the tweet? Hey, Kevin, did you see this? You see this, Kevin? God. Did you see the tweet from the GOP the other day about their number of candidates running in primaries? Okay, just very briefly, again, not to get into it. The GOP was bragging with the hashtag at the end of the tweet, hashtag Black History Month, that they had a record number of Black Republicans running in primaries and winning in primaries. They had over 40 running at state and federal levels. Just to let you behind the curtain briefly, there are approximately 6,685 seats open at the state and federal level at the primary stage currently.
But they got over 40. That's a record number.
Right. And again,
they built that city.
Black History Month. They built that city. They built that Hooverville.
Let's talk about something less inflammatory. This is a Star Wars show. Let's talk about Star Wars. The most recent episode of Bubba Fett.
As long as the spice keeps moving.
Hey, baby birds, as long as the spice keeps moving.
I'm gonna tease my lack of intelligence here.
Cody, have you...
Star Wars. No, okay, do you want full transparency from Kodu here?
Yeah.
I haven't watched a single Star Wars property since The Force Awakens.
Oh, no! And he's playing this game.
I've missed it. Yeah, you know why? Because this game is in the 6 movies I'm very familiar with.
Well, all right, here you go. Watch Rogue One because it's amazing.
Oh, okay, sorry. I know Rogue One, was that after or before?
It was after Force.
Well,
it was
after, yeah.
It was between Force and...
Okay, sorry. Yeah. That I haven't seen anything since Rogue One. Because I saw Rogue One in theaters, and Emily was mad about it, but I love it.
What? Rogue One is probably my favorite.
I didn't like the ending.
That's absolutely it.
Whole point.
I know. Believe me, we have talked about My Lady Love and our disagreements on movies sometimes before. It's not new.
Watch Solo because Solo's good. I liked it.
And yep. I loved it. Its story, I think, is going to have a lot to do with what's coming up.
Watch The Last Jedi because I loved The Last Jedi, and then avoid Rise of Skywalker like the plague.
Now wait a minute.
No, I'm good. I've heard enough to know I'm good.
Avoid the last scene of Rise of Skywalker, especially. What's your name? Rey Skywalker. Rey, shut the fuck up! You fucking...
I mean, she wasn't even Rey.
But I really like the bad
Rey Palpatine.
That would have been better. Or just she should have just said Rey. What's your name? Just Rey.
Just Rey.
Just Rey. Take the last name Skywalker for people you barely met, you fucking poser. Anyway, Boba Fett in the newest episode. Everyone here has seen it. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen the newest episode of Boba Fett, wait about 10, 15 minutes and come back. You're not going to miss much. This is the pre-show talk. But for those of you, all right, that's your warning. Spoiler warning. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So in the newest episode of the episode.
Cody, have you watched Rebels or... Clone Wars.
He has no idea who this character is. I can guarantee it.
Probably not.
So the name of the show
that spoiled for me, but I was so happy he was in it.
The name of this episode, I think, was called like A Stranger Walks Through the Desert.
Stranger in the Desert.
Stranger in the Desert. Yeah.
And enters from the desert.
So it's like the last 5 minutes of the episode. Mm-hmm. Everyone keeps hyping it up, and out of the desert walks Tanner. Put a picture in the chat form real quick so we can see it.
A blue Doros.
Like of the scene or who he is?
Of who he is. So, again, spoiler alert. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Last warning. Here we go. It's Cad Bane, who is a character from Rebels. And... Yeah, he's just a badass bounty hunter gunslinger Duros who talks
like... He is one of the oldest, best bounty hunters who was trained by Django.
About to say, yeah.
Django! You motherfucker!
And we might get his Boba Fett showdown that didn't happen in Clone Wars.
See, I was waiting for you to do the bit from Predator. Django, you son of a bitch.
The thing is, I need the first episode to start with that duel between him and Boba, because that's how the dent got in his helmet.
They need to either do a flashback or something that they discuss, because the dent in Boba's helmet is supposed to be from his fight with Cad Bane.
I want Jeff Goldblum to show up in the next episode and tap the screen and say, you do plan on having some Boba Fett in this Boba Fett show, right?
Nah, from what I hear, we've already retconned this in the season 3 of
pretty
Mando,
much
maybe.
Man,
it's 2.5.
I don't get it, man. They abandoned Boba Fett almost halfway through the series. Yeah. Very confusing.
I know of this character.
Okay. Also, the little, not a reunion, but the meeting of two, just
so
my, some of the commentary made. Oh,
this, let me just say this real quick. I'm waiting for Hunter to come back and just boot me from this group. Like, cancel my video call. Cancel my character. Everybody's gone.
So my favorite part of the newest episode wasn't actually...
And shut up! I'm so fucking scared right now.
I
don't know what's happening.
My favorite part of it wasn't even Cad Bane. It was oh.
That's your favorite part.
Yes.
There's your favorite part.
Hey, watch this.
Tip it to me. Oh. Tip it up.
Shotgun it, baby.
You know what's the saddest part about this? You know why I have this? Was for that party that didn't happen.
Oh, damn it!
We got to plan that again.
So Cody, there was
two of them, and I've already finished one.
There was a large amount of Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker in this episode.
Yes,
oh yeah,
de-aged, and it looked good. It looked pretty good.
It looked better.
Yeah.
All right, Hunter. Yeah. Did you hear what was said while you were gone?
No.
Okay.
Cody said something offensive.
Cody is safe then.
No, he's not, because he's going to tell him now.
Yeah,
I know this group.
I always do.
I know this group.
Yeah, no, I out myself far too often. So Star Wars spoilers have come up. I've had to openly admit, I just did openly admit, I haven't seen anything Star Wars related since Rogue One.
Why?
I don't know. Like, saw Force Awakens.
I haven't seen anything since then. Just... why?
See, at least you didn't boot. I thought you were going to kick me from the group. Kruskal. No, he's out of here.
Kruskal.
I mean.
Kruskal. Yes. Yeah,
and then.
So I'm trying to think of what all you're missing. Because, like, all right, I can understand not wanting to watch the sequel trilogy. I get that. I get that people didn't love it. And cool. I understand.
You want
to
know the trick? Emily's even seen Last Jedi. And I haven't seen it. She watched it while I was gone for a basketball game or something.
And I like Last Jedi a lot. I really wish
it's
that
the one I feel
Skywalker
like I need to watch
would have. Followed more of Last Jedi. I feel like the first 5 minutes of Rise of Skywalker go, nope, none of that happened.
That didn't happen.
Never mind.
The first 5 minutes of Rise of Skywalker literally in the crawl just goes like, hey, remember Palpatine? He's back. We revealed it on Fortnite.
Somehow Palpatine returned.
Oh my God. That was so terrible. That was so terrible. God, that was bad. And then the rest of the movie happened and it was also bad. Except
to say, from what I've been told,
man, there's so many good.
There were
like,
some good parts,
concepts,
yeah,
and part, yeah,
yeah,
and it just did not. They don't fit together.
Was her name?
Watching synopsises of what Lucas originally wanted to happen, and it was a whole different ball game.
Yeah, but he
like no one's listening
to
Lucas.
Supposed to be like Darth Maul coming back as the big baddie with a female Darth. And it didn't happen.
I mean, I'd been fine with that.
A shame that we never got like a major female Sith in the live action.
And she was a Twi'lek.
See, that would have been cool.
I think her name was like they were going to carry on the Darth Vader name, but it was Dartha Vader.
No, it wasn't.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
Dartha Vader.
Oh, will you? Go make some changes. Let's see. I feel like we could probably...
Mole Miners, I think.
I keep seeing a distinct lack of Rob Schneider, and it's just getting me. All right, Darth Vader. There we go.
But why?
Why?
Why am just, I a distinct lack why? Of Rob Schneider?
You're a distinct lack of Rob Schneider. It's true. You are a distinct lack.
When the phrase was used, I was like, that's Cody. That's got it. That's some shit that Cody would say.
It's a distinct lack of Rob Schneider.
He would be upset about that, and so we would...
I didn't even like Schneider that much.
Okay, that's the point.
So before we move too far away from the conversation we were having,
yeah,
what was your favorite part of the recent episode of Boba Fett?
Like, I want to say it was Cad Bane because it was really cool, but I don't have the attachment to Cad Bane that like Lindsay does. I just think he's a cool looking character. My favorite part was legitimately the stuff with Luke Skywalker because it was just so nice to see young Luke Skywalker again and knowing that it was Mark Hamill. Also, it was just cool.
He's not gonna make him make that choice.
No,
like that's. Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, he was a little.
I mean, even if he does, he's taking the Mandalore armor.
Well, someone pointed out that this is kind of a setup to what happens to Luke in the sequel trilogy. That maybe
they say that
his harshness in what he's doing is what drives the students away, and you know.
Well, and only if he takes. Why do I have this on a coaster? Only if he takes
a big ass coaster.
It's not. That's the problem. If he takes the armor, that makes sense in the current like lineup. Because if not, let's say he makes him make that choice, and Grogu picks the lightsaber, that means that he was at the academy, which would have made him Luke's first Padawan, which he's not, according to the established canon right now. It's Kylo.
Ben is his first Padawan.
Right, Kylo. That's what I said. So, yeah.
Well, he was Ben at the time.
Yeah.
So, there's like one thing there that definitely is not an option. It's that, unless this is where Disney finally confirms, because there's been that rumor for a long time too, that this is a totally separate timeline and none of that sequel shit happened. And this is their way of going, oh, that's just one version of what could have
happened. I don't want that.
No.
Please, God,
I don't either. Just because at this point, it would just be a cop out. Like, it'd just be them going, we know it wasn't great. Hey, sorry, I don't know what to do.
Never happened. Oh.
No, for me, best part was all the interactions with Ahsoka.
Yeah, I really liked that, too.
The only thing I didn't like about that was the way...
What are you doing Ahsoka here? The way that other people do.
I never liked Ahsoka.
Final season of Clone Wars and then Rebels, like I have a different attachment to her.
I like her because Rosario Dawson plays her and I love Rosario Dawson. And it's cool to see her in the live action, but like the way she talked down, like the way Luke was like, it almost felt like Luke was looking at her going like, what do I do now? Like, no, you're Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
shut the fuck up. You're Luke Skywalker.
Look, for me though it was, I love it when you take a story as big in scale as this, because the same thing happens like in Lord of the Rings. Like once I see two characters in the, like if I'm reading the Lord of the Rings, like the, you know, the original three, and I'm two characters meet each other in that book and you think it's the first time, and all of a sudden you realize they've got a previous history with each other. And then you go back and you read The Hobbit and you find that history, and that shit makes me so happy. And so, he wakes up and he sees Ahsoka sitting there. He goes, "What are you doing here?" I'm a old friend of the family. Literally an old friend.
Came back to Tanner getting off. What's going on?
He jizzed in his pants.
Friends with both the mom and the dad.
I did like the line where she said something like,
"If halfway into this conversation, it would be."
You're just like your father. Yeah, and I only squealed at that because I was like, "Oh, that's Anakin. I love Anakin," not because of Ahsoka per se. Also, spoiler alert: apparently, Disney execs accidentally leaked the release date for the Obi-Wan show. Allegedly, they put out a tweet.
Okay.
They put out a tweet that said, "Obi-Wan will be saying hello there on May the 4th. And then they deleted that tweet afterwards. So the belief
was
is that...
Was that it, or is it just that it's coming in May?
In May.
Because their main lineup is Moon Knight's last episode is supposed to be on the 4th, and they didn't want its finale to line up with Obi-Wan. So everything I've been seeing, they're thinking Bad Batch is going to launch on it.
Yeah, May the 4th be with
you. And it's a Wednesday. May the 4th is on a Wednesday.
May the 4th be Wednesday. Point is, the episode of The New Boba Fett... I really liked, but I really want to know why they have decided to abandon the character of Boba Fett in the Boba Fett show.
I'd like they have a distinct lack of Boba Fett.
Right. And that bothers me. Because like whether you like the character or not, or whether you like the show, it's still his show. To change the main character halfway through it, like, ridiculous. I hate that, man.
Yeah.
All right, look, I came up with a theory the other day, and I'm sticking to it. Because I think he's going to play a more integral part than we're thinking. Because I'm pretty sure, and this theory was brought up to me, and then we can get to the show in a second.
This is the show. This, wait a minute. By the way,
a
this
second ago you came up with the theory. Now the theory was brought to you. Which one is it?
It's the second theory. Anyway,
this is a show. By the way,
the theory I heard,
is sponsoring the theory.
The theory I heard was that the Darksaber, along with recognizing being passed on through combat, it also recognizes being passed on through heritage. The Vizsla family line passed down that Darksaber until they lost it in battle, and it went to somebody else. The last person to rightfully have the lightsaber and be ruler of Mandalore, Jango Fett. It was stolen from him by somebody, and then Darth Maul got it by stealing it from them. So the last known ruler of Mandalore was Jango.
All right.
Which would mean...
Go ahead.
That Boba gets... Boba's the rifle owner of the Darksaber.
So, really quick, we have got to stop saying Django's name, because every time all I hear, I just hear, Django, you motherfucker! Every time.
In the hot box.
What you doing in there?
What you think she doing in there? Yeah, the only thing I don't love about that, and I mean, I know that you're not going to leave Din with the Darksaber, but like, I don't love that now he's melee weaponless because they took his fucking spear away. Like, that sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck for, you know, Grogu, don't get me wrong, but kind of sucks for Din.
For anyway, Din Sharon.
That makes me sad. I like that. I like the spear, man. I thought that was cool.
That was. I really was intrigued by the storyline of Boba Fett has taken over Jabba the Hutt's palace. He is ruler over this, and I thought, okay, this is going to be a cool little side story, and I've really enjoyed it, but, like, one, they've given almost no attention to it. They keep doing the backstory with, like, how he got out of the Sarlacc pit, how he befriended the Tusken Raiders.
Nobody cares.
They did a poor job with it.
They spent maybe 5 minutes on him getting out of the Sarlacc pit,
really,
and
quick.
Approximately 46 hours of him with the Tusken Raiders. And I have never in my life cared less about some shit that happens in Star Wars.
Well, I don't.
It was so long.
I think the thing I hated most about it was.
Conclusion was foregone, man. We knew he got away. Like, we knew he was out and cool and all that. So, like.
I feel like. Maybe I don't know enough about Tusken Raiders, but I almost feel like they retconned how the Tusken Raiders are.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't remember them being honorable nomads.
No.
They also started doing that years ago because they wrote a comic where an actual Tusken Raider was unmasked and everything. He actually trained to be a Jedi.
Oh, also,
that is a canon story.
In one of the new Boba Fett episodes, didn't the Amy Sedaris character say that she used to date a Jawa?
Sedaris?
Is it Sedaris?
Yeah, they're very fuzzy. It's Sedaris.
Very furry.
Jason Sudeikis, Amy Sedaris.
There it is.
Yeah, they're very fuzzy.
That's weird. I don't like it. I don't like it.
I kind of didn't hate that, just like because you know they're not going to ever actually go into like the detail of that. That's a fun little side, like, oh, no, what happened?
I like how the Jawa says something. She goes, look, I'm working on myself, okay?
Also, the robot in that, I didn't realize the robot that she has is the robot that Cal uses. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or it's the same model.
Same model. Yeah.
I don't know that it's the same one. Yeah. She calls him BD. She doesn't say BD-1.
But that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
The little
Sarah
was
BD-1,
the droid,
so,
little chicken guy.
Another cool little Easter egg from that episode, though, is when he's first getting on the transport ship to go to Tatooine. Well, I don't know why that was hard to say.
You said he... Oh, go ahead, go ahead. I'll get to mine in a second. He's going Tatooine. Yeah.
He's going to Tatooine.
Are you talking about the Falcon?
No, there's a ship in the background. It's the Shintar, which is Darth Maul's ship. It's the ship he actually flies in Phantom Menace.
No. Back up. What was that? Did you say the Shintar?
I have no idea how it's pronounced.
The Scimitar?
Scimitar.
I don't
know. It's like the sword. It's like the sword. I heard it too, and I was like,
Tanner, I
just moved past it.
No, Tanner, I'm not going to make I'll only make fun of it because like I get made fun of constantly for saying chases.
It's the same
on
it's the
Fallout.
Same kind of sword that Aladdin has.
Yeah, the scimitar. Like
it's like an old Arabian sword,
but I've always called it that.
I could have sworn I saw the Falcon in the episode. Like it was off in the side. Or at least it was a cruiser.
It's just a YT-1300 Corellian transport. Like there's millions of those out there. We just only ever see. Honestly, it's weird that we don't see more of the Millennium Falcon. That's like the stock transport ship in the galaxy at that era. So,
next week is the finale, and hopefully it brings everything together. Hopefully we get more Boba Fett. This week is the finale. Yeah.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
So here's my hypothesis. I think it's not going to be the Pikes who are actually running things. I think there's another organization behind them.
It's going to be Hera and Crimson Dawn.
There it is, and that's why we've seen
that's
Maul
the theories
ship.
That are out right now.
Wait, but Darth Maul's dead.
But Kira is in charge of the Crimson Dawn, which is operated and owned by Darth Maul.
But Darth Maul is dead.
Yes, Darth Maul's dead.
In Rebels, I think.
Well, during this time period, he's dead. So it can't be Darth Maul. Unless the motherfucker's got more robotics now. He's just a head on a robot body every time he dies.
Somehow, Darth Maul returns.
No, stop.
Have you not been playing Fortnite?
God damn
Did you not get the message?
They should reveal it in Fallout 76, and then I'll know. Then I'll know.
That would be an
Picture
interesting
random
crossover.
Shit like Terraria. Like also Darth Maul.
Also Darth Maul.
Stardew Valley.
Somehow
you
he came back.
You start reaping all of your carrots and all of a sudden Maul shows up.
He just says, I'm back.
Pokemon.
Watch me in my newest episode of Boba Fett. The Dictionary of Darth Maul.
The Brochure of Boba Fett.
That's
Don't visit lovely Tatooine.
Couple more days, and we'll find out if Boba Fett is in the finale of the Book of Boba Fett. I hope they
Maybe
just
he has some lines. This
I hope they just fucking kill him in the first 5 minutes, and then it's just the rest of the characters for the rest of the show. Because like I have no idea what happens to Boba Fett.
Of him with
point.
His mouth open, going, "I have to go. Mandalore needs me."
You look like you have something to say, Boba. Do you?
I certainly do.
Yes, I certainly do. The fucking slide whistle that gets me.
As they could have animated it, but they just did the cell going up like it's a fucking cartoon.
You see the shit around the edge of it.
All right.
And someone just writes note. Boba Fett died on his way off of Tatooine.
He was killed by, I don't know, let's say Cad Bane.
Mo.
Yeah.
Oh. He trained Boba for a while, and the whole point of that battle was he wanted him to be as good as his father so he could prove that he could beat the Fett.
He is the 411. Say some bounty hunter is just going to fly, girl.
Just hit him with one of these.
He just starts shooting that little gun of his. No, I want there to be like an all-out war fight at the end, and everybody gets all these fight scenes, but like no one realizes they don't highlight Boba Fett. And then at the end, he just swoops in and he's like, "We did it. We conquered Tatooine." And they're like,
"You didn't do anything."
Didn't I? And he just jetpacks away.
See, I thought you were going to do the Vin Diesel shit. Family is what I want us Tatooine.
I want Boba Fett to just be standing in the background the entire time, doing nothing while everyone's fighting. And then there's an inside shot where they pull den in, and he's like, but that guy hasn't done anything yet, and you know he's gonna do something cool. And they pull him in, you just hear Darth, you hear Boba Fett just like, ah, and everyone just starts blowing up. You never see it. You never see anything with Boba Fett.
He's just sitting in the background on top of his Rancor.
He should. Man. It's the Book of Boba Fett. He should. Oh my God, he got a fucking Rancor. They didn't do anything with it. Danny Trejo was there.
He's been sitting there for two episodes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I'm so very happy we have rewritten the brochure of Boba Fett.
They got a Black Wookiee.
Shitty, you're not a roll 20.
And you didn't do anything with the Black Wookiee. Anyway,
I will forever hate that he got him and like they had the perfect opportunity for him to be like, you need a job, come work for me. But instead they did that thing where he let him go and then he had to go find him again later. Like that to me is the epitome of the problem with this show. So much of it is just drawn out for no reason. He came to his palace, he tried to get him, he caught him, and instead of in that moment just going, all right, well, fuck off and get out of here, he could have just offered him a job then. That saves us all the trouble of having to go all the way back to that little den of iniquity and whatever was happening there. It was unnecessary.
Den of iniquity.
Whatever that place was.
That's the next place we're going
Cantina
in
of
this
explosion.
Game. The den. Yeah. What about that? Like that actually pissed me off a little bit.
It just happened.
Yeah. Like you better not kill Jennifer Beals off. Considering you barely did anything with her.
There's a place at Galaxy's Edge called Doc Ondar's Den of Antiquities. And that's where you can get like legacy lightsabers and a lot of the, like the high end merchandise.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know how many times when we were there, especially the second day we were there, we both kept accidentally saying Den of Iniquity, and it was like, no, that's not where we're trying to go.
I'm gonna be real honest. I'm having flashbacks to like 20 years of my life, and I don't like it. don't like it. Don't want it.
No, sir. I don't like it.
No, sir.
All right. That's let's wrap this up and get to the real show. So
that's a pseudo little episode
this,
about
yeah,
Star
I'm
Wars.
Say,
I'm absolutely
post that separately.
I am. I'm absolutely pulling this as a separate episode as a bonus. Like so thank you for tuning in for this special episode on the brochure of Boba Fett.
Cody ain't seeing shit about Star Wars.
I was Shannon Young. That was Lindsay Wolfgang, Double H, Tanner Calvert, and Kodu Sandusky, who has never seen Star Wars. Add it to the list, Austin Lane. He finally watched Ghostbusters, and now he's never seen Star Wars. He doesn't know a Klingon from a Wookiee. He is clueless.
Oh, the day my ash is going to the goddamn ground, it's going to hang over me. Just whatever I haven't seen is going to be you bastards standing there talking about it.
He's going to be talking about that his favorite part
if
of Star
you're
Wars.
Lucky.
We'll all die for it. His favorite part of Star Wars was when Captain Picard flew the Millennium Falcon into the Borg cube and destroyed Darth Vader. Anyway. All right, that's it. We're gonna go to the Star Wars main show now. So thank you guys for tuning in to this impromptu episode, and we'll see you next time. All right, well, there's the end of that episode, and we'll cut that.
That's good.